Last weekend, we kicked off the home opener for Utah Royals FC. We are the official station of Utah Royals FC, and their next home game will be Saturday, April 28th, 7 p.m. In studio right now, goalkeeper Abby Smith. Hey, Abby.
Good morning.
Abby, you don't have to answer this, but this is something that I brought up yesterday, and I'm beginning to believe more and more strongly about it. At the home opener, we flew in Rachel Platten for the match. Right. And Rachel did a concert afterwards, and the concert was great. Okay. Now, beforehand, she did the national anthem, and she happened to mess up three times. And then she started, she nailed it on the third try, kind of. And out of that, Rachel Platten has had a lot of publicity. She's been on TMZ, People Magazine, Entertainment Tonight, American Idol, Fox News. And I now have a theory that is mine alone, the other guys will not jump on board, that she botched the national anthem on purpose for publicity at our match. What say you, Abby Smith?
I really don't know. Like, it's always a question that we were thinking about, because the third time's a charm, right?
Right?
you have to think that maybe she just wanted the crowd to get into it with her, but at the same time, like, she got it done, so.
She did get it done. What was it like being out there on the field? Because we were up in the stands, and when Rachel Platten messed up the first time, like, we just felt bad for her, obviously, because there's 20,000 people there waiting for you to sing it. You're out there, you're behind, so people are watching you as well. Are you even aware of the fact that people are probably staring at you during this time?
No, I didn't even realize that they captured my face during that moment, because I was standing next to Becky and we were just kind of smiling, because obviously there's a lot of pressure in the national.
Yes, there is. Yeah.
In fact, the only player reaction was yours.
I know.
You like turn over, you kind of like backhand Becky, like, did you hear that?
Yeah. So we're both kind of smiling. We're like, okay, let's get this going. Yeah. And then, like, after the third time, we're like, okay, what's actually going on?
What's the mood like in the locker room after that match? It was a home opener. You had a sold-out crowd. Unfortunately, we did lose the match, although it was a blast to be at.
We had so much fun.
Are you guys able to shake it off and just kind of go back in the locker room and move forward, or is it kind of somber?
It's a little bit more somber. We obviously wanted the win. We take it a little bit more personal because we're at home. It's supposed to be our kind of like our sanctuary. We've trained there. We have all these fans that have been welcoming us, and we really wanted to bring home the win. But obviously that didn't happen. So we kind of had to take a step back, reevaluate what we're doing, and just keep going on with the game plan. And that's what this week is about, just training and trying to get back on the same page and just going forward for the next game against North Carolina.
What is Coach Harvey like after a loss?
Yeah.
Because she's intense, like, all the time. But she strikes me as the kind of person that would, like, say, you know what? What's done is done. Let's move on. Or does she, like, dwell on it and, like, hold it over and to get you guys to play harder?
She's kind of both. We all have our own way of handling it. Yeah. And we actually, I think we all kind of took our own space because it was such a crazy day. Like, at end of the day, it was so crazy because we had the game, the concert, and then all of our families were in town. So we didn't really have much time to sit there and dwell on it.
Abby Smith, goalkeeper, Utah Royals FC. The next home match, Saturday, April 28th at 7 p.m. I was complaining on the show about my son, Liam, who's six. He now has practice once a week and then a game. Let me ask you about your childhood experience, because you were actually at a very young age already on a big team, on the national team.
Right.
So how many days a week were you practicing when you were young? I'm talking like the...
Like 6 years
old? Yeah, sure.
We had maybe like twice a week.
Yes. Okay. See?
So all right. Once a week is a good deal.
Once a week is a good thing?
Yes.
Okay.
But I was also on like multiple teams, so you do multiple things.
Okay.
But it's like nowadays everybody specializes in one sport.
It's so yeah.
I did gymnastics and soccer.
So you're telling me to stop complaining is what you're trying to tell me.
I don't know.
That's fine. We're not close enough yet, but you can tell me that. That's okay.
I would say stop complaining in front of your kid. Don't let him pick up on that nonsense.
Right?
Abby Smith, goalkeeper, Utah Royals FC. You're a Nike fan. I saw a tweet from you, or maybe it was an Instagram post, where you got some new Nikes.
Yes. They sent me some Air Maxes. They've been so nice. My dad worked for Nike when I was younger.
Oh, cool.
So it's like, it's a big family. They've been awesome.
I thought we'd play a game then called Nike or Not.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
I've come up with either Nike brands of shoes that are actual Nike brands or not Nike brands of shoes.
Okay.
You get to compete against one person. So that is either Justin or Jackson. Mm-hmm. You pick who, and we'll play Nike or not. Who do you want to go against this morning?
Jackson.
All right.
Let's do it.
All right. We'll start with you, Abby Smith. Lunar Epic Flyknit, Nike or not?
Nike.
That is correct.
Very well done. Okay.
Jackson.
Yep.
Hyperfeel 3.
That feels like the name of an adult film, so I'm going to say not Nike.
It's Nike.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Well, oops.
Abby Smith. Starbury. Adult
film. Yeah.
Starbury.
Not
Nike. Correct. Jackson.
Why'd you give her a buzzer then?
Oh, I'm sorry. There you go.
I was about to say,
Yeah.
Jackson.
Yes.
Skate Mental Pepperoni Pizza.
Skate Mental? What are these?
I kind of want it to be, though.
Nike or not?
Those sound like pizza rolls, so no.
It's a Nike brand. Yeah.
Yeah.
What even are they?
I don't know. I didn't write down a description. Abby Smith.
Good chat.
Blowfish.
Not.
Correct. Jackson, you are getting destroyed.
Me.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about sports, football, or shoes, this is not my forte.
All right, Jackson, just get this one right, okay?
I feel like you're getting set up.
Air Zoom.
Yes. It is Nike.
That is correct.
Okay.
I was about to say, if you don't get that one right.
Right,
I was
exactly.
But then it was like almost too obvious, and I started thinking, and then I was like, wait a minute, is that what Heaven's Gate was founded? I think that's what the cult members of Heaven's Gate were founded.
Abby Smith, goalkeeper, Utah Royals FC. The next home game or home match will be Saturday, April 28th, 7 p.m. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.